right across from Rashi, where it says Mishnah and Rashi.
That was Tuesday.
That was Tuesday? No, it wasn't. It was impossible.
Mm-hmm.
It was Monday. Tuesday, I had a substitute here, and he taught the Gemara Mishnah about things.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My Aviyalam. Amar Abba Abbasu the Mikachi Vodha Masabu Kashina.
Where are you serving me, Sak?
Unamid Beis, where it says Mishnah and the Rashi, go across to the Gemara, go half a line down.
Got it, thank you.
My Aviyalam, are we afraid that Savon is this Kedushin or not? Amar Abba Abbasu the Mikachi Vodha Masabu, in the city where they do Kedushin always first. Kashina were afraid that when he sent her the presents, he meant Kedushin. This is talking about a person that had been Mekadesh in a, right, right, meaning, because, I'm sorry?
Stark Suba, no?
Maybe we'll start right, okay, fine, we'll go to Stark Suba. That's where the test is from. Go back a few lines, to Poi Minei Rav Haka Baravuna Marava. Hukzik Stark Suba Bishuk. If there's a ksuba going around in the marketplace, mahu, do we have to afraid that they got married or not? Would we require a get? Because there's a shtag suba, therefore we assume it's shtag ish. Who says? I mean, that's not a proof that he married. So the Gemara might have a what's that law? Rabashi basa the mikachi of other classic suba. In a city where they do kedushin and then write a ksuba, chashinan. Then we have to be afraid that obviously it might have been a Kedushin, because that's the normal way of doing things. The Adr Basra, right, Kasi Vahadr Mikachi, but if it's a city that sometimes they write it before, La Kashina. In fact, the Gemara Mikachi Vahadr Kasi Pshita, what's the Kiddush? If everybody does Kedushin before they write a Ksuba, that should be a good proof. The Gemara Lachvichad Vashchiach Safra, there are no scribes available. So Maldotem is Sabru describing. Maybe this is an exception. They had a cipher, so they pre-wrote it before Kedushin. Kamash Malanda, we're not afraid of that. Dr. Mishnah Bayit
Demikadish. The question is that, should we go to Chumra in all these situations?
Not when there's no Chash. HaMikadish Yishu Bito Yishu Bachaisa. If somebody's Mikadish, a woman and her daughter, or a woman and her sister, Ka'achas together, Eina Mukadashis. The Gemara is going to give two reasons for this. Rabba's reason and Rabba's reason, as we will see. Rabba's reason is because you can't simultaneously do what you can't do consecutive. And Rabba's reason is because it's a Kedusha Shemus or in Libya. A Maitse Bechamash Nashim, there's a story with five women. Ubehem Shnei Achis were two sisters who leaked into the Mechad. And a person picked Kakolo Shotainim, a basket of figs. Shulahen Haisev Shoshvia Saisev. It was theirs, but it was Shemitah, so therefore it was Hefker. So I'm not cool from Mekudashis, and he said, you're all Mekudashis to me, because I'll call a Zoom. The Kibla Achaz Man, I did Kulam, and one of them accepted for all of them. Ram Chacham and Menachis Mekudashis, the sisters are not Mekudashis, and the Gemara will explain this case, both according to Rabbah and according to Rabbah. Nothing my mind to Menani Mili, I'm sorry, both according to Abai and according to Rabbah. Menani Mili, I'm a Rabbi Bacham, I'm a Krav, Yishal, Achai, Yishal, 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 this is Rabbi Bacham, it's Havamina. That the Torah said do not take a woman and her sister at the same time. There's no Kedushin. Says they get chorus. If he's doing, if it doesn't work, there wouldn't be chorus. So why does he get chorus? Kedushin is not typhus, is why you have chorus. The Pasuk is talking about you married one sister, and then you live with the second sister. The Masnitzik of the Rabbah, and the Mishnah is Rabbah's Kiddush. The Rabbah calls Shein of Zachazah, but you can't do consecutively, a bit of a Basakazah, you can't do simultaneously. And now we're going to spend time going through Rabbah's Halacha. Gufa. I'm a Rabbah calls Shein of Zachazah, a bit of a Basakazah. Anything that can't be done simultaneously, consecutive cannot be done simultaneously. Eitz Rabbayim. Hamar b'maiser. Somebody gives 20% for maiser instead of 10%. Peraisa b'sukhanim. Whatever is left, the other 80% are b'sukhan. B'masraisa b'gukalim. this 20% is half miser and half tevel. So therefore, he has to separate off the 10%. He couldn't do 10 and 10, so how can he do 20 in one shot? Nothing should be chal. Maaser can be done by half kernels. Therefore, we say when he said 20%, he meant 10% out of the 20%. Unfortunately, we don't know which 10%, but he only meant 10% to begin with, because that's how people can separate half kernels. Because he could do halves. So therefore we say when he did 20%, what he meant to do was do 20% halves, which is 10%, and therefore the rest of 10% is makluku.
Which part does he have to fix now?
The 10% that's mixed into this 20%.
The other meaning is that devil, or is that...
The rest, 80% is chulun.
It's already a gemaiser.
Yes. In fact, you might have a maiser behemoth elekim l'chatzav. There are no half animals. Maiser elekim l'chatzav, and you can't separate maiser behemoth and then another maiser behemoth. The Amar Rabbi Yatsu Shnayim Basiri, but if it's simultaneous, the Karan Asiri, and he called them both Asiri, Asiri v'yachad asim rabbi zeh b'zeh, one is maiser behemoth, one is shlomim. Which Rashi explains what we do is, we wait for both to get a mum, you redeem the one that's a shlamim, you don't know which one it is, and you bring the shlamim, and the maaser behemah can be eaten with its mum without being redeemed. So we see clearly that it's chal. That the Gemara Shana maaser behemah needs to be tossed. Maaser behemah can sometimes work in number 11 when you do it by mistake. So sometimes it could work consecutively. Therefore, we view the 10 and 11 together as if it's a mistake, and therefore it's chal on 11. All three are Makudish, because that's what we learn in Talach L'Maish V'Sinai. Some learn that from a Pasuk, it's a Mashayel L'Masechtas. B'chayres, I believe, or Eichen HaMachim, I think it's in B'chayres. And therefore, we find that you can have consecutive. And since you can have consecutive by mistake, calling both 10 as he goes through is like a mistake and of a consecutive. Frank the Gemara, Taida, the lesson of us. Taida, you cannot make a mistake and make 80 chalas. The lesson of Rebizach is that you separate 40 for the Taida, and then you separate another 40, the second 40 is not Kaddish. Bibbataida should just Kaddish Rebbe Chalas, Kiski Amr Kachalab, Bob Matash Rebbe. Kiski says it works. Rebbe Yachin Mamalai Kachalab, Bob Matash Rebbe. So we're asking from Kiski, and Rashi explains why we're asking from Kiski. Rabbi Yechon argues, because Chizki was Rabbi Yechon's Rebbe, it's not somebody we can ignore. We have to deal with him. So the Gemara Lavit, Marlam Rabbi Shum Alevi, Kol Maidim Kalech, Nema Kutch, Lema Tech, Abam Shmai Nekutch. Everybody agrees if you say 40 out of the 80, it's Kutch. Like Kutch, Abam, Amke Kutch, Shmai Nem, like Kutch. If you say all 80 or nothing else, then it's not Kutch. The next we call Bastam. The argument is when the guy did it in 80 and didn't explain whether he wants 40 out of the 80 or all 80. My son, he really meant to have 40 out of 80. He just had 80 available if something happens to some of them before the Shechita, so he'll have other ones there. My son, he means 80, and 80 can't be chal. But ain't no chinami. He can't separate 80, 40 out of 80 if he's doing it simultaneous, because it can't work. And he can't do it because Kol Shein B'Zach Nuzah, I feel a little bit about the same way. Frankly, my brother, Lama Lenishnu Kabaya. Rabba, why did Rabba need this answer? Why couldn't Rabba learn the Mishnah that if you mekadesh two sisters together, it's a Kedushin Shein B'Zurim Labia? In fact, even if you do one out of two sisters, it's Kedushin Shein B'Zurim Labia. So why does he have to answer? Because it can't be B'Basacha. Nothing more technically Kedushin Shein B'Zurim Labia, Nino. Nothing more than driving to Rabbi Machama Kama. You're right. Rabbi could have said his shot. In fact, he will say his shot as we go along. But he was saying, Rabbi Bachama, who doesn't necessarily agree with me, he might hold like Abaya, still there's a shot in the Mishnah of Kol Shein B'Zach Lazer, of Hilu B'Zach Lazer.
Anyone argue with Rabbi's halacha, that halacha
Mishnah? Not that I know of. This is quoted in Shas multiple times, and I don't remember anybody arguing with it. The Gemara tries to prove it wrong, but at the end of the day, the Gemara does not prove it wrong.
Rabbi Bar Chama didn't use that, didn't employ that.
Well, Rabbi Bar Chama tried a pasuk. And Rabbah proved that it can't be the pasuk. So Rabbah gave the answer of Rabbah. Now Rabbah didn't need that answer for himself. But he didn't know what Rabbi Bar Chama held about Kedusha Shemis from Libya.
Does that pasuk have anything to do with that?
No, because that pasuk is talking about when you do one and then live with the other. Because it's a chi of karas. There's no chi of karas if there was no Kedusha. The pasuk has to be talking about you made a valid kedusha to one sister and then lived with the second sister. If not, they can't be karis.
It's kedusha that when you do we're in such a situation where you can't tell which one is which. But he's only got one, and
the Mishnah says both.
For now, we're learning this.
But that's how Rabbah learns it. That's how Abaya learns it. That's the word say. Rabbah's going to have to change shot. But Abaya reads it simply. Doc, do you have a question?
I was just thinking something. Tradition which are not given over to be yet. What is the function of some of it? Is this just simply...
According to Rabbah, it's a non-function. According to Abaya...
Those who say it is.
Well, it's a Kedushin. It's not going to help anybody anything, but it makes your nature sish.
It also reserved to anyone else.
So she gets her
get. He gets, and that's the Raisa. And he gets her fines.
He gets her
the things that she...
Nothing gets her. Ruth gets nothing.
And he does not have to ransom her?
Nothing.
So all it is she simply brings an Isra on herself. Accepting it.
Yes, correct.
And the other thing, which is, doesn't necessarily need an answer, but I do find it sort of, every so often we answer something by saying he should have known this issue in Halacha, and then we answer something by saying they didn't know it. For instance,
I can't answer that question.
Yeah, I mean, I can't answer it either, but it does seem to be the seesaw.
Something by my name, Kedusha Shemisur and Labia. A kedusha that cannot be consummated. Abaya, I'm having a kedusha. Rabbi, I'm going to have a kedusha. I'm Rabbi Bahina Asperly. Rabbi Bahina explained it to me. Says Kika Kichisho Bolo. Kedusha, I'm certainly be have a kedusha. Kedusha, I'm certainly be able to have a kedusha. Period. Tana. Kana Kichisho Bitisha Chaisen Kachas. Our Mishnah said you did them together. Ainim Kedushas. The inference is Kachas Misha Bitisha Chaisen Mekedushas. That if it be one of the two, it should be Mekedushas. So I'm not kedusha, I'm certainly be in it. It's Kedushin Shem Yisroel Labia.
Is marrying an island this?
And for the Zogta Gemar Chuf to the Rabbah, yes. Yes, you can live with an islandess. Didn't say Mesurim to have kids. It says Mesurim Labia. You can legally live with her. Amalok Rabbah, Utameich. You're right. The Reisha Shvera me. But you also have a problem. Because they have a sefer. Ma'aseh b'chamash nashim b'em shnei achis. Five women and two sisters. Likin echen kakolos yotenim shnei ma'aseh shoshvi yosaisa. V'yom and he said, I'm kukam b'kudashas, li b'kakolos hu. I'm kakam b'en achis b'kudashas. And the kakam said, the sisters are b'kudashas. The two sisters are b'kudashas. But achis yotenim b'kudashas are not achis b'kudashas. But the three other ones are b'kudashas. Now, hey, kidabi, yaleven, I'm kukam. Did he say, I want to marry all of you, Kiyato Kamaru? That's saying, you and a donkey. Meaning, you can't make a kinyan, but half of it can't work. So why did the Mishnah have to tell me, Enachis Mugadashas, the other ones are, the other ones shouldn't be Mugadashas either. Elolav, Damaduachas Mikan. Must be, he said, three plus one of the two. Right? And the Mishnah said the two aren't Mugadashas. But the three are, because he didn't make one act of kinyan to people that can't have a kinyan. They could, just the technicality, we don't know which one.
So Rabbah's interpreting this as kulke means three plus one. That's
correct. Correct.
Now, at this point, we're not saying that it means one out of all five?
No. Never. No. Uktani enachis mukadashas. So the Rabbah kasha reishal abai kasha seifa. So abai matayas tamay, and Rabbah matayas tamay. Each one was... Abaya will answer it according to his way, and Rabbah will answer it his way. Abaya Matthias Tameh, the Makadish Isha Bita Isha Machais, the Kanakas and the Makadashis, the Akas Isha Bita Isha Machais, is Mekudeshes. Very good. Excellent. Because that's how Baya learns, that you can make one of the two. But if you add those words, that ain't a Mekudeshes. Exactly. So the one I'm able to consummate should be Mekudeshes to me. So he's not trying to marry all five. He's trying to marry the ones that he'll be able to consummate the marriage with. And he won't be with the two sisters. He added that condition. He added that I only want to marry those that I'm able to consummate the meal with.
Where do you see that in the
Gemara? Continuing the same pattern.
Where do you see that in the words?
So I'm a really mekem to Scottishly. That's the one I'll be able to consummate my marriage.
Is there a Kiddush in the second case now? Is there a Kiddush in the second case?
Well, Rabbi says the Mishnah is saying that if you say it, I mean, why did the Mishnah have to say it?
Repetition.
I don't know. It's not a repetition. It's a story backing up the halacha. Rabbi Matai says, Tamei, Kiddush Achas, Misha Bita Achas, Misha Vachayitza, Nasa, Kimisha Kiddush, Yisha Bita, or Yisha Vachayitza, Kachas. That if you, Kiddush, one of the two is like both, because it's Kedushin Shem Mesurim Labi, Avein and Mekudeshes. Amai Tinam Bekam Mishnosim Em Sheyachis Vulikas Lechik Kakol Shetedem. Vamar Kulchem V'Achas Mishteyachis Mekudeshes Li. 3 + 1. Kakol Azu. Amar Kham V'Achas Mekudeshes, because it's Kedushin Shem Mesurim Labi. Tashma. Hamekadesh Esbita Stam Eina Baigris Beklau. Mashma, he had multiple Baigris, multiple Ketanos, and the older 12 and a half aren't included. The dig is up Tanis McClow, even though he doesn't know which one. My mind can do Shem is from the beginning, or two to the rubber. I'm a look rubber, I'm a my skinning shame, so I'm a good day, look Tanam. There's only one Gdaila and one Gdana. The Gemara Bigrus study, it says in plural that the Gemara, my Bigrus, Bigrus the Alma. It means, in many cases, there are many Bigrus, but in each case, there's one. I think that's as far as we got inside. We will take it from here on Wednesday morning, Tuesday morning, Yemer Tishem. Everybody should have a Maxi Matayb, and I will ask anybody Mechila, in case I said something or did something inappropriate. Everybody should be safe. That's a Kapara Gemura and a Maxi Matayb.
Rabbi Yitzhak, 6 o'clock.